Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Getting you up to date with everything you need to know today.
And probably a few things you don't.
The Jeff and Jen Show is getting you in the loop.
Atlanta United's home opener ended in a draw against expansion FC Cincinnati in front of over 70,000 fans yesterday at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Did you catch that they turned the sidewalks into five stripes?
I didn't see that.
Leading up to Mercedes-Benz Stadium. So you were even walking over the five stripes yesterday, headed in. Some fans pretty disappointed. Some headlines calling it an ugly draw. I know Joseph Martinez scored in the first 5 minutes of the game, and then that was it.
And why they're saying it's an ugly draw? Because the expectation was that the champions would perform better than that.
Exactly. All right, over the weekend, congratulations to J-Lo. She is now engaged to Alex Rodriguez. They both posted pictures of her engagement ring. After 2 years of dating, they plan to head down the aisle.
Just for the record, I would have said yes to that ring. Anybody could have given it to me. That thing is like is the size of a Matchbox car. I mean, it is gigantic.
Ring aside, I love this couple, and I feel like J-Lo should have been with him all along. Like, they seem to me like the match. But, you know, she's had so many different, like, public relationships, right? Like, she and Diddy were together at one point. She and Ben Affleck were together at one point. She was married to Mark Anthony, which I always found so strange. Like, they just didn't look like the couple that goes together, that matches. And J-Lo and A-Rod, they match. Look like they're supposed to be together.
Mark Anthony, to me, is the human form of a hamster. Like, I believe that guy drinks out of a bottle that has the little ball at the end of it. But with J-Lo and A-Rod getting married, how old is she now?
I don't know.
Because wherever she is now with the two of them,
she's
getting married.
She's ageless, really.
True. But don't you think that she had to go through everything that she went through to get to him, to be the woman she is now, to be perfect for him now? Everybody's...
And same for him. Like, he had to go through all of his life and his relationships and all of his career success and everything to be where he is.
Everybody's obstacle course leads them to the finish line they're supposed to cross, right? So if there's all these ups and downs, that made her into the woman ready for him today.
Well, Ellen DeGeneres is offering to be their maid of honor, because she has been publicly pushing him to propose for months now. And so now she's like, hey, I'm the MOH here.
I deserve this. I put this together from day one. I've proven myself.
If you set, Jen, you're the queen of setting people up. If you set a couple up.
No, I'm not.
That ends up getting.
You are the one who likes to set people up.
But that'll never actually end in a marriage.
But you're the one who's done it successfully. Haven't you introduced a couple people?
A couple people. Just introduce them. But never like blind dates or anything.
But if two people that you introduce end up getting married and you're not asked to be part of the wedding party, aren't you sad?
Probably.
Right?
Yeah, you would be. Yeah, definitely. All right, over the weekend, SNL is taking on the Gayle King R. Kelly interview with their cold open. Here's a little bit of that.
So why do you think people are making these lies up about you?
For money, obviously. I'm a very rich man, and people are always trying to take advantage of me.
Well, if you're so rich, why did it take so long to pay $160,000 you owe back in child support?
Damn, that's a good question. I wasn't expecting that. Now I gotta switch directions and get some sympathy back. Because I'm a very poor man.
The entire skit is really, really funny. They did a great job with it. All right. And this is such a crazy story. Okay, look, we know everybody wants to get a great selfie. But there's a woman who was just attacked by a jaguar because she was trying to get a selfie with a jaguar at the Wildlife World Zoo. Okay, such a serious situation.
At a zoo?
At a zoo.
Please don't say she climbed into the exhibit.
It's a zoo in Arizona. I thought you might know of it.
Okay.
She was trying to get the perfect selfie. She's 30 years old. She was apparently attacked while trying to take this selfie near the jaguar enclosure. She was leaning way too far in, and the jaguar reached out and grabbed her. And so here is a guy who was standing by explaining the incident and how he and his family were trying to help.
My mom runs up and takes her water bottle and she shoves it through the cage near where the jaguar is. And the jaguar goes to let go of the girl. So I grab the girl by her torso and I pull her back.
And so now the woman is in the hospital and getting all kinds of attention for her injuries. Here's the zoo rep.
People need to understand that these barriers are here. They need to respect them. And when something like this happens, it's a reminder to everyone that these are wild animals and safety needs to be their number one concern.
That right there is thinning of the herd. Like crazy, that right there is a person who shouldn't be probably here on this earth because they're going to harm somebody else.
And then you're like, okay, what's going to happen to the jaguar now that the jaguar attacked this woman? Well, they say it was the human who made the error, so the animal's not going to be put down or anything. The jaguar's just back in the exhibit.
The jaguar's just doing jaguar
being
things.
A jaguar, yeah. Now you can't consider yourself in the loop.
Thanks for making the switch to the Jeff and Jen Show on Star 94.1.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.